This meeting to order and state that the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied in that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and Express Times and posted on the bulletin board at the Borough Hall stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. And please stand and salute the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Here.
Yes.
Here. Ms. Evans?
Yep.
Music?
Here.
News?
Here.
Norris?
Here.
Valens?
Here.
Higgins?
Here. Okay. At this time, I'd like to open the audience portion for comments, statements from our guests. I need your name and address for the record, please, sir.
Hello, everybody. My name is William Shaplow from 77 Grand Avenue. I'm actually here to ask you about the street sweeper, because I saw that you're going to be buying a new street sweeper for Washington. So I was just wondering, is there going to be a schedule for the streets to be swept, or do we have a schedule? Because the situation I have at my house, and it's been going on for several years, is that when you change the parking ordinance, a car parks in front of my house all the time, and every time the street sweeper comes down Grand Avenue, he has to swoop out and around. I've asked the neighbor not to park in front of the house, but he prefers my location to his, and even without that, somebody could park there. So I was just wondering if you're considering a schedule or... the street sweeper.
So that, like, if we knew that we always do that side on Wednesday between 9 and 11.
I park my car where he parks.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I take the sweeper comes, then I move my car.
Well, you know, I know not everybody can be there during the day.
Oh, okay,
so.
Let me ask this. I've been through towns that had a sign that says no parking this side of the street between 6 and 8 because of sweeping and stuff like that. Can we not do something like that?
Nope.
Can
what? Why not?
Can we what?
We tried to make parking on one side of the street, and we had 3/4 of the town
for
in there.
All the time.
Now, I understand exactly what you're saying. Listen, the street sweeper... goes out just about every day and hits different parts of the town. And here's how they do it, I believe, and I'm correct me if I'm wrong, that is they actually go out. So if he does my road today, he's not coming back to my place until he hits all the other roads in town. So on a schedule, you know, some days he's got to go around 50 cars on one road. I don't think that it would be... I don't think we need to legislate no parking on this side right here, but you know what I mean, during these hours right here.
Yeah.
The street sweeper goes out, I believe, at what, 6:30 in the morning?
Yeah, generally. I mean, it depends on the time of year, depends on what else we're doing.
Right.
But yeah, so we have looked into, you know, scheduled and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's never been done before, and it's a massive undertaking.
Right, got a plan for it.
Whatever the parking restrictions are on a given road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so let's say, you know, you have a street that's already no parking on one side,
mm-hmm.
so then it's, you just restrict it certain times, or you make everybody switch, you know, like an alternate side parking.
Yeah. I mean, I have a residence in Linden, and so there's no parking from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Monday. So every Monday you can't park in front of the house that the street sweeper can come through.
Yep.
So obviously a much bigger municipality than Washington, but I do work from home, and I took pictures. I talked to Josephine about this a while back. Every time the street sweeper comes by, he's got to go around my house. So like when the leaves are there, I have to scoop up all the soggy wet leaves. Right now, the street, Grand Avenue, is crumbling, so I don't know what else, what benefit it would have been, but when we get the new one, I'd like to have it so that I don't have to keep scraping everything up.
Yeah.
Listen, if you work from home and the street sweeper has to go by,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure that you could call the manager and say, hey, listen, maybe he can run back by before he goes to the shop if the car moves, or have the guy move the car.
Well, that's the issue. I mean... everybody in the neighborhood knows this. It's actually a joke. So the street sweeper came by the other day, and I wasn't home, and all my neighbors said, well, guess what happened today? The street sweeper went around your house, because the neighbor's car is there 90% of the time. It's not the primary vehicle that neighbor drives, so it just sits in front of my house all the time. I remember when you were debating whether you were going to bring back the no parking overnight, and I know that didn't come to pass, but it's one of the things that's a residual from that, I think, because he doesn't have to park in his garage. He just pulls in front of my house, and it sits there. If you drive there now, the vehicle is there.
Does he live across the street from you?
He does, yeah.
So why wouldn't you park in front of his house? Have you asked him?
Maybe he doesn't want to look at his car.
Yeah. He was. I've asked
him. He doesn't want to look at his car.
If he would move it. I mean, he'll move it if he's home and I'm going to weed whack.
Have you seen it?
He doesn't want rocks going into his car.
Oh, yeah. It's always there.
But, so, the town's buying a $200,000 sweeper, and so some of my taxes go into that, so I would like to get out of my house. That's all I got to say on the matter. But if you would consider doing something with a schedule, even if it's just once a month where you don't park.
I put the signs out there. Oh, I would suggest if you're going to do that once a month, put the signs out there saying no parking, and then whoever parks out there get a ticket.
Well, right. don't we have cardboard signs that said no parking by order of the borough council?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what? I don't know if that would be a problem to have Mr. Wolf post that for the next day.
Yeah. Oh, what certain areas?
Yeah. Like I'm going up this street tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Before I go home, I'm going to drive in some states and say no parking from this time to this time on this date. And then we can ensure then that everybody gets their road done, and we can reuse the signs.
That's what I meant. That's a great idea,
man.
That's
what we were saying.
Well, I mean, in short, I'm definitely not, opposed to the idea. It's just something that, I would imagine that in Linden, it's been that way for.
It hasn't. Because actually, I got a ticket. I went on a business trip and I left the car in front of the house, and they installed the signs while I was away, and they put a ticket on the car. And when I called the municipality and I said I can prove that I had left on April 1st and came back on April 12th and that sign wasn't there, the borough person there, the city person said, oh yeah, we know we didn't install the signs until the 8th, but as soon as they put them up that first Monday, they ticketed my car. So.
Well,
it hasn't been forever.
Yeah, well, okay.
I think the removable, replaceable signs would work.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Good.
They'd be there.
Right?
I mean, drives to switch for you.
But who would put those up?
Department of Public Works.
Right. Okay, so what they would do is...
Employee? His name is John Wolf.
Okay, does he know what street he's going to do tomorrow?
Absolutely.
So he can go today, like you said, after work, put the signs up on.
Well, not after work, during working hours. He can go out there.
Yeah.
I mean, we can work on this.
Maybe
a number
just
of different ways.
Nobody else is complaining, not saying it's not happening in other places, but maybe he just start with Grand for now.
Mm-hmm.
Just do Grand Street for now until. Mm-hmm. If somebody else has got a complaint, they'll come to council, then we can go to their street.
Well, to be honest with you, I'm surprised they're on Grand Avenue the way it is.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That they're going up and down?
Yeah. No, I'm talking about the street sweeper
on
Grand Avenue. We're
going to
talk about Grand Avenue tonight if you want to stay.
Parade, I think. Because they were there, they went down Carlton on Monday, because my neighbor said, oh, Bill, the street sweeper's coming, because I knew I was going to come to council, so I was going to take a picture. And then they never came down Grand. They came down Grand Tuesday, and as soon as he saw me, he said, guess what happened on Tuesday? He said, the street sweeper went around my house, right? He goes, yep, that's it. So it's a common occurrence. I mean, it's like I said, it's almost a joke in the neighborhood about my house with that. But
well, we'll work on something for you.
Okay.
Okay.
I just asked one other thing, too, because I know you're going to do the Grand Avenue resolution tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any information on the sewer line replacement? Is that part of that? I know, are we going to hear anything about that?
Kevin Smith, our engineer, will talk about that.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready to put on the bridge. We don't have a long...
Are you okay to wait for when we're...
Yeah, I'll wait, sure.
That's not going to take that long.
It's not going to take long.
Okay, is there anyone else who would like to approach? Seeing no one else approaching, I would entertain a motion to close the audience portion.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, abstained. All right, let's go on to the minutes. Regular minutes from June 18th.
Motion to approve the minutes?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing no discussion, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, abstained. Okay, let's go on to the reports.
Motion to receive and file.
We have a motion and a second to receive and file the reports. Is there any discussion on either of the two?
I would like to bring something up with the report. I don't remember seeing the last health inspection report.
Okay. All right, well, we'll take care of these and...
All right,
so we have a motion and a second to receive and file the reports. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, abstained. You have a question about the health report?
Yeah, we haven't received any for a few months now.
Okay. Matt, can you check with the health department? Thank you.
Lori, did they usually send out directly to you?
Yeah, I have to see the last time that they sent this.
Okay, new business.
I'm on the roll call here.
I forgot Mr. Music.
What?
The roll call we don't have.
Oh, that's true. In the minute.
In the minute?
The agenda.
Yeah, I know.
He wasn't on these minutes.
Okay. All right. So, let's see here. We have a request for Humans Avenue Block Party for Saturday, August 24th, rain date, August 25th.
Are we invited?
It was the same, this is from the same people that came up from last year.
Do you need a motion to approve?
I think we do, as long as the fire department, the police department, and the emergency squad are made aware.
Yep.
So I would make a motion to approve the block party, as long as those...
I'm going to stay because I'm on you.
Okay. I think this is the side, the pool side. Yeah.
Okay.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay. I'll introduce, let's see here. I'll entertain a motion to introduce ordinance 2019-17 and to approve on first reading.
So moved.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Okay.
This is already in place, isn't it?
Pardon me?
It's not mandatory. They're making it mandatory.
Yeah. Okay. Roll call, please.
Connie?
Yes.
DeShawn?
Yes.
Music?
Yes.
Yes. Doris?
Yes.
Sally?
Yes.
Sagan?
Me?
Yes.
No. Okay. So tell me what I got to do.
The ordinance will be published in the Star Gazette on July 12th, and we'll have a public hearing for adoption on August 6th.
Thank you. Okay, Resolution 2019-109 is a resolution requesting approval of items for revenue and appropriations.
So moved. Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
Mm.
Everybody knows what this is, right?
Is this to do the studies for conformance with the Highlands?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Okay. That they're payments for. Okay. Yeah. We have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Connie?
Yes.
DeShawn?
Yes.
Music?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Doris?
Yes.
Sally?
Yes.
Sagan?
Yes. Resolution 2019-110, a resolution requesting void of tax sale certificate, let's see here, on Taylor Street, and return of funds paid to the third-party lien holder with a statutory interest and other legal charges.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Roll call, please.
Connie?
Yes.
DeShawn?
Yes.
Music?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Doris?
Yes.
Sally?
Yes.
Sagan?
Yes. Resolution 2019-111, a resolution designating the borough of Washington as a stigma-free community.
So moved.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
I just wanted to say a little something about it. I don't know if you guys are aware that the Warren County, there's a Warren County-wide stigma-free community.
single-free initiative. Seven municipalities have done it so far, so I'm hoping we can do the eighth. The goal being stigma-free is to facilitate inclusive communities, bringing awareness and building knowledge and fostering compassion through advocacy. So I think it's an important thing.
And it's mostly just, this one is for mental illness?
Yes.
For mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Carmen?
Yes.
DeShawn?
Yes.
Newsom?
Sure.
Newman?
Yes.
Valley?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Miss me?
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Okay, resolution 2019-112 is a resolution awarding a contract for the reconstruction of Grand Avenue to Top Line Construction Corporation.
So moved. Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
Mm-hmm. Now, is this approved tonight, or we got to do a second read?
Nope, this is approved.
So we're awarding two people, and they're
going to this is a contract. Okay, the CFO is certified we have the money to do it.
Yeah.
Our engineer has signed off on all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I didn't see in there, and I might not have read it real well? Mm-hmm. Start date.
So if the board takes the council takes action tonight to award, then I can send out a notice of award to the contractor, which he has 10 calendar days to get that once he gets the paperwork, he has 10 calendar days to get it back to me.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can have the agreement signed. And once the agreement is signed, then the time of the construction period begins, which is the 90 days.
Once it's signed,
correct.
Then he has 90 days to begin?
Then they have 90 days to complete. So realistically, I would say three weeks from then we should have signed contract, roughly. And then his 90 days starts.
So that would go into October. Okay.
So you got 90 days to do Grand Avenue?
He's got 90 days to get substantially complete.
They're going to work 24/7?
Curb, sidewalk.
You'd be surprised what they'll do.
But the only thing that might not be done, 100% done, the only exception would potentially be seeding and topsoil, but that would be the only item. All the items.
They would come back in the spring and do that. Okay.
And I
will tell you, top lines, they're a big.
I would imagine.
You know that they're doing the resurfacing project right now.
Yeah, 57.
22 to 31 on 57. So they just did a project a few years back in the township that I was involved with. Very professional, did a good job. I don't anticipate we're going to run into time issues unless something unforeseen is occurs.
That's.
I have a question. More pertaining to the paving, but the trees that are going to be taken out and the trees are going to be put back. So we're not replacing all the trees that are coming out, right?
Is that part of what they're doing, or is that separate?
They are removing the trees and they are putting trees back.
Okay.
They're not going
that's
back between the sidewalk and the pavement, are they?
That's the only place we can put trees back.
But a special kind of tree, like the roots grow down?
Not a special kind of tree, number one. Secondly, a special kind of planting bed. There's a specific type of soil that is used, and you can create a 10x10 boxed out area where the tree is going to go. Part of that's under the pavement, part of it's under the sidewalk. And that allows the roots. What the experts tell us, that allows the roots to get enough oxygen that they don't starve for oxygen and come to the surface.
Okay.
So that's the plan.
Great.
And my next question would be that we're paying for this sidewalk, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're doing trees, moving trees, putting trees in.
Right.
If these trees do cause damage, who's responsible?
The homeowner.
6 years from now, if they start coming back through the sidewalk, who's responsible? The homeowner? So are we responsible?
For the sidewalk?
Yeah.
We're putting the trees in. Why would they be responsible?
Well, that would just be...
Well, our ordinance, I believe, says that the homeowner is responsible for the sidewalk.
Yeah, essentially, when the borough constructs improvements, you know, driveway, apron, sidewalks, once they're complete, they revert to the homeowner.
That's pretty normal.
I mean, otherwise, it would involve us changing our sidewalk ordinance, which, from a liability standpoint...
Well, I'm not trying to get in an argument with anybody, but you got the Shade Tree Commission wants to come in and put some trees in it.
Well,
they put the trees in, and the root comes up through my sidewalk. Now, I got to fix the sidewalk because you planted a tree. How's that fair? Well, I'm just saying, it's not fair to the homeowner. Why should I have to pay $4,000, $8,000 to replace the sidewalk that your tree damaged?
Well, I think that's why we're trying to put better trees in.
These are better trees. The root system is going to be growing underground. I don't believe that we're going to have a problem in the future.
One just asked me one time.
And, well, wait a second.
I totally agree. I understand what you're saying. Because we want the line of the trees to create the same image that it is now with the lining of the trees. I get it. But they're saying that these types of trees are going to be able to withstand everything. The right tree, right? It's the right tree.
Okay,
well,
so...
Not only the right tree, but also the right way to plant it. That's important.
Yeah.
The Shade Tree Commission had input, right? You met with them, and that was part of what we decided when we were going to do this project, that the Shade Tree Commission had input into what type of trees was going to go there, and they're satisfied with what's going in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so we have a motion and a second to award the contract for the reconstruction of Grand Avenue. Is there any other discussion? This project will cost the borough $1,092,000 and some change, I guess. Okay. Roll call, please.
Connor?
Yes.
DeShevin?
Yes.
Yusek?
Yes.
Noon?
Yeah.
Norris?
Yes.
Valley?
Yes.
Digger?
Yes, and I'd just like to say this, and this has been a long time coming. This was first talked about in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And for at a cost of $1.5 million in 2007. Mm-hmm. So, all right, thank you guys for that.
Is the engineer going to talk now or later about the sewer?
Yeah.
Are we going to wait and do that at the end of the business? I just wasn't sure.
You can talk about that now because all we're going to do is pay the bills and then lie to each other.
Okay, so when we had our community meeting here in the fall, that was one of the big concerns that the residents had, in that the ordinance requires that the resident is responsible for their lateral all the way to the main. And so what was suggested and incorporated into the bid spec is to have that item in the bid so that at the homeowner's option we could get that lateral replaced, but ultimately that cost would be borne by the homeowner and not the municipality. So,
and do we know yet what that cost is?
We know it's $175 per foot, which worked out to be about roughly $5,000 per lateral.
Okay.
To go from the main to get it past the sidewalk.
And all utilities have been notified that we're doing this, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
Did you have any other things that you wanted to know about that?
Well, one of the things that the town did was they checked and they saw that some people's laterals were blocked by the borough trees, that's where the roots, and nobody's been notified that their house is on that. You know, I don't know if mine is. None of us know. So $5,000 is a lot of money for the residents to cop up.
Sure.
And what, like, is there going to be some sort of option for financing for folks? You know, if you start asking everybody up and down Grand Avenue tomorrow if they want to spend $5,000 to replace their lateral, there's very few people that are going to be able to do it. I'll do it because I want to do it, but it doesn't mean everybody else is going to be able to do that.
There is no financing program available other than going to the bank. The town doesn't have a finance program for that. And I know that there's, you mentioned that there's a lot of laterals blocked by tree roots. Mm-hmm. Maybe those trees are the ones that are coming down.
The sewer line is blocked already. Taking the tree out, cutting it down, isn't going to really help the homeowner in the last engineer that.
No. The roots are there.
Well, you get a cutter.
Right.
If the roof was there in the homeowner's sewage caused by the tree, they are still responsible?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I know that. I called the Shade Tree Commission because they planted a tree right on top of my sewer line, and it went in there. You know what I'm saying? Reroot your sewer line.
A couple of things. Okay. One, we can look at, and I need to talk to the CFO, tax assessor, because we haven't done one of these in a long time. We could look at doing what's called a special assessment. And essentially what that is it would be added on to your tax bill and paid off over time. So that's something we can look at doing. And so, Kevin, the $5,000, that was just to go from the main to beyond the curb.
Beyond the sidewalk.
Beyond the sidewalk. Beyond the sidewalk.
Correct.
Okay.
So the main roughly runs in the center of the street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So... this would be to replace the line from the main, heading towards the house,
mm-hmm.
crossing underneath the curb, underneath the sidewalk, into the yard, and then you would have, it's called a clean out, which is basically a piece of PVC pipe that sticks up through the front lawn with a cap on it, so that way you have access. Because a lot of the older sewer lines, they're completely underground, there's no access to them. So in order to clean, you have to go from the basement of the house all the way out to the street. With a clean out, you basically have like access midway. That's how, when new sewer laterals were put in, that's what they did.
Residents had a lot of concern that during construction, if their lateral collapsed, what would they do?
Mm-hmm.
And so,
I would want
to. The reason I'd say going to backside of the sidewalk is that at least at that point it would be I think prudent of a homeowner to go at least that far. You could go further if you want to, but it would be to your to at least go that far, so that way in the event that you did have another problem occurred, if it occurred between the clean out and the home, you wouldn't be prohibited or wouldn't have a serious problem because you're going to come before council seeking relief to cut up a brand new road, which the council is really not going to be too keen on.
Right, and if this only goes to halfway to the yard and it doesn't go all the way to the house, so I'm going to spend $5,000 and I can still have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I balance it out and I'm like, oh, that would make me a no, for doing it. And then what I would do is I keep paying my insurance, and then when there's a problem, which is what I've been to council before to talk about this. Like, nobody wants to see the brand new street get cut up.
Right. But if you have what we're saying is if you have a problem between the clean out and your house, that's your yard. That's not the street.
Right. But I think everybody was under the impression that the line, if we pay to have a line put in, it was going to go from the main in the middle of the street
right.
to the house itself.
You could.
It's a per foot price, so
right.
You can go as far as you want.
So if you go to the other side of the sidewalk, I don't think you're paying $5,000. I think it would be $5,000 maybe all the way up to the house. You're talking about $175 a foot?
Right.
10 feet, you're what?
So you say 175 a foot?
Yeah. So 10
135 feet. 135 times 30 is $5,250.
Okay, that's all the way to the house. So if you're going to the middle of your yard, let's say
15 feet.
Yeah.
It's 26, 25.
That's
26,
a less expensive option.
Yes.
To go all the way to the house is $5,000.
Approximately.
Well, depending on how far your house is.
Yeah, depending on how
30 feet.
Yeah.
And what is it? Is it, I don't even know, it's a setback. Okay.
So if it was in people's tax zone, it could potentially be written off.
Yes. And there, yeah, okay, so we'll have, you'll talk with Natasha over a certain period of time to pay it back?
Yeah, special assessment for a period of years. I mean, it's done, like I said, we've never done one while I've been here. I'm sure it's probably been done in the past and things like sidewalks.
It has been done for sidewalks.
And other improvements.
Mm-hmm. And that might make it easier for people. That's good.
Okay, so we should have some information on that by our next meeting, right? Which is in August. Okay, thank you. Does anybody else have any questions about the reconstruction now? Long time incumbent.
Yes.
Okay. With that being done, I need a motion to pay our bills.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second for the voucher. Is there any items of particular interest that anybody wants to talk about? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Harvey?
Yes.
DeShevin?
Yes.
Newton?
Yes.
Newton?
Yes.
Norris?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes. Okay. We do not need an executive session tonight, I don't believe. Okay. All right, so let's go into council remarks. Let's start with Ms. Chelsea.
I don't have much. I'm spending a lot of time at the pool, so that's been nice. So that's been going, and it seems like it's been really busy every day. So it's nice to see everybody out there, and it seems like everything's being well taken care of, even where it's absent, so that's wonderful. And that's really it. I hope everybody has a great 4th of July, and maybe I'll see some of you guys at the parade and fireworks. Stay safe.
Ms. Lucy?
I don't really have too much. Let's see. I have a 4th of July.
Okay. Ms. Josephine.
I would like to wish everybody a happy 4th of July, and on July 6th, which is Saturday, we have a red, white, and blue dessert contest at the farmer's market, and people can bring their entries to the farmer's market, and we'll have judging at 1 o'clock and prizes for the most patriotic, the most attractive, and the best tasting dessert. So please bake something or make a dessert. It just doesn't have to be baked, and bring it to the farmer's market.
Okay. Some music.
Just want to wish everybody a happy 4th of July. Be safe.
Mr. Norris.
I noticed our parking guy out today when I come through town. Glad to see him out with his chopstick marking tires.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to thank Matt, and I don't know the lady's name that's helping with the pool to keep it running up and going. I think you guys have done a great job with that, considering circumstances. I hope Gary, I hope he's getting better. Thank Josephine for the farmer's market, the hard work she puts in there. I know the town probably appreciates that. Also, in Chelsea with the senior citizens. Look forward to see what you guys are going to do with that. Everybody have a happy 4th of July. Be safe. Come to the parade and see me drive.
Deputy Mayor Cohn.
I'd just like to wish everyone a happy 4th of July. I won't be here.
Did you say Captain Morgan?
Good morning. I'd just like to wish everyone to also spread the news about the senior committee at the end of the month. We did have 3 participants that came mm-hmm. this last Friday, and we had a very productive meeting. Also, Matt, did you follow up with the library and write to our meeting in May 21st, those items that we talked about? If you can.
We had some meetings on some other.
It's in reference to, they're having insect problems. It's a part of the library that has the holes or whatever, they have a problem there. And also, remember we talked about the educational, who's just gonna try to find out about that?
Yeah, which?
For the director to get some kind of ruling.
Yes, yes, yeah.
And, we talked about that, okay. And, about the security camera and the alarm.
Right, so the security cameras, I asked them for, you know, a quote on that.
Okay.
The alarm is functioning, we replaced that.
Okay.
So, I'm not sure what's going on.
Okay.
I had a meeting with, the finance chair of the board and Tracy.
Okay.
And we went through a few things, so I haven't heard anything from them, but I'll check back.
All right, and that's about it. And like I said, I wish everyone a happy, Fourth of July.
Engineer, yes.
Just wanted to bring up one other thing. About 2 months, longer maybe, first beginning of the year, we got a street opening permit application from the gas company. They want to, replace the main on Park, they want to, on Newman, both east and west, on Veneta, and South Jack. So, part of that project, put a few laterals, of course, you know, new services have to be made. Just want to let you know that part of that permit is that they have to repay Newman, curb to curb, both east and west.
Nice.
That's beautiful. Veneta, which was just paved, I think, last year.
Even for last.
They're gonna have to repay that.
South
Jackson, that little alleyway off of Veneta, they're gonna do that road, they're gonna pave it.
Okay.
Now, I think there is one section, I think it might be on Park, where they're virtually only a couple of laterals, so they're keeping the main to one side there, they're doing half paving. But only because there's very few laterals. So I just want to let you, I didn't want, you know, when you guys start seeing particularly humans on the east side get tore up, I didn't want people to start getting excited that, you know, what the heck, you know, we just redid humans not that long ago.
Right.
Just want to let you know that.
Okay, so.
Was the first one to open up the line.
So my question is, how much time are we giving them upon completion of the job?
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, we'll get to it. Is that part of the permit process too, once the job is complete?
Once the job is complete, to get the resurfacing.
Yes.
So is there a time frame?
I don't have a time frame in there, but I mean, once the laterals are done, I mean, they should, there's no reason to get back in there to do the work.
Can we give you a time frame? Because, you know, look at Broad Street.
Yeah.
And that's the reason I thought about that, because earlier in the evening, you mentioned approving a block party for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to know, I'll find out from Matt when that is, because I don't...
August 24th.
What, pardon?
August 24th is the block party.
I just don't, I'd like to avoid conflict, just to agree we can't get that.
Mm.
Yeah, well, so the with Broad Street, that was a little bit of a different case because originally when New Jersey American came to us, their plan was much different. What they presented us with, we had told them that they were just going to be responsible for repaving from, I believe, the middle of the carway to the curb line. In the process, the scope of work expanded quite a bit, and then we went back to them and said, you're going to need to repave. And they pretty much knew that we were going to ask them that, which is why we didn't have a time frame for repaving
get-go. Well, and the other thing I would point out on Broad Street is there's a section missing. They have to do a directional drill under the railroad if they don't have permits.
Okay,
that
so let's...
struggling to get permits, and once they have that, they'll do a directional drill, and then they'll be able to repave the blocks.
Okay, so this is how I feel about it. In God we trust, all others are contracted.
Is there any way?
I would like to have the road completed by, you know, when they're done with all their work, that should be done within 30 days of completion of the work.
I agree.
And then I guess I have a question. You know, as we've been creating our 5-year plan, we've been alerting the utilities, right?
Yep.
Because we would prefer not to pay to pave a road and then have them. So now, is that just because?
Park was done about 5 years ago as part of the EPA
right.
Groundwater contamination.
Yeah.
The OU point.
But they didn't complete it all the way.
No, we had to finish it. And that was part of the deal with them,
mm-hmm.
that they would go up to Pocatong, I believe.
And as far as humans, I think humans was, how many years ago was that? Was that similar?
That was about five years.
We really didn't have a plan together, and that's the beauty of having a plan.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's very easy for us at this point for roads that, you know, we did this last year, 2 years ago, you're responsible. Whereas before that, you know, the utilities, you know, were able to point and say, well, you didn't notify us,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Which was mostly the case.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. All right, but now that's not the case.
Okay, so I would like that in their permit. That, you know, that they're going to repave, and they're going to repave within 30 days of completion of the project.
Got it.
Thank you.
Question before you go. I'm sorry.
Before I go?
Before you do your final statement.
Okay. Yes, sir.
I know everybody got the email, build the house, the house, the trash.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with that?
Yeah, I have responded to him just asking him if he had had issues lately.
I rode by there, not down the street to his driveway. Mm-hmm. I just rode down 31 and looked down through there a couple of times when I come down. That looks like a pigsty down there in that corner. And there's not something to be done about that. I mean, I understand they own the property, but are they not guidelines on about how they got to keep it clean, neat, or something?
Whose property?
The Washington Collision. It looks like a pigsty back there.
Yeah.
And there's just crap thrown everywhere, right there in that curve, right there in that corner where the trash truck would have to turn to go to that man's driveway. They probably can't get back there because there's so much crap piled.
I mean, well, usually it's an issue with vehicles parked there, so that's something that we can have. Now that we have parking enforcement, make sure that, you know, the roadway is clear. So I'll actually tell him to pay attention to that area on trash and recycling days.
Maybe that's something we could talk about so separately. If there are businesses that are abutting residential areas, I know that is a pre-existing business, there could still be, I believe, something in our ordinance that would address privacy fencing and how it has to appear
to the
residents.
Didn't they buy the house on the corner of it? Didn't Washington Collision purchase a house?
They may, I don't know.
So they act like they own that whole corner now. You know, they park everywhere, there's junk kept sitting everywhere.
That's not by me.
That's
another
problem. I'm not taking up the name.
With a similar problem.
This man's had numerous times his trash and recycling hasn't been picked up. And I know there's probably other people in the town as well, but there's no sense in it. I mean, I know it's, quote, out of our hands, as you say. But something can be done.
Well,
I mean,
something could be done through an ordinance that would address the appearance
right.
of properties that are commercial properties near residential areas. But we would have to deal with that through an ordinance.
I have to abstain from that conversation as Mr. DeHaus is a relative.
Mm-hmm. But that, I think, is a bigger issue beyond even that property, because there have been other complaints over the years about, because we have mixed use and residential near commercial, just addressing how the commercial properties are maintained.
Did you get to get that gentleman over there across the
on this design?
I have not been able to get a hold of him.
He's dodging you, huh?
What's that?
He's dodging you?
Well, I don't know. I know that he has some family issues going on.
Okay.
And, but we will get all that.
Okay. Okay.
Are you working Friday?
Nobody's working Friday.
I'm working Friday.
I was gonna say, me and you could take the ride over there.
I'm working tomorrow, so.
Okay.
That's a good point.
So my turn. I scribbled everything down here. Grand Avenue, like I said, has been on the planning board since 2007, and finally it's getting done. And it's about time. And it's being done cheaper than it was 12 years ago. So, however that works out. Let's see here. Everybody knows that Luke Oil gas station on the corner of 31 and 57 is up for sale right now.
Yeah.
And I've had the conversation, Matt's gonna make a phone call, right, Matt? To maybe an interested party. And yes, starts with a W, ends with an A.
Sounds like good.
All right, let's see here.
Either that or Chick-fil-A.
I'm gonna put a food truck in there, it's gonna be called Dave's Dogs, and I'm gonna make it.
We got enough hot dogs.
We have a spot for you at the farm.
Anyway.
Put a Chick-fil-A on that corner.
I know.
Railroad Avenue. At our last meeting, we had people from in the Railroad Avenue, Mozart Avenue area to discuss the issue with what was going on over there. Mm-hmm. Kevin has gone out there. He's put together a report. The report is not finalized. Once that report is finalized, it will be delivered to those interested parties. He's still got to speak with Leslie here about some wording in the report, and then we will get the report.
Great.
And they'll get the same thing that we get. So thank you for that, Kevin and Matt, DPW guys. All right, so let's go on here. Okay, so like Saturday it poured here, right, for about 20 minutes. Okay, so I wanted to go down. I was on my way home from work, so I want to go down and see what the bridge looks like down here by the liquor store in front of McGuire's funeral home.
Oh, yeah.
And how that floods. And when I came up South Lincoln Avenue to make a left there, and so I make a left, and I don't know how much rain or how quick it came, but from the curb to where the river stopped was probably 10 to 12 feet. Headed west down the slope. And every crosswalk, every new the handicap accessible ramp that the state put in was flooded. Flooded to the point where the water was going up the ramp and down the sidewalk. In a few places, there was water where there had never been water before.
On Lincoln?
On Washington Avenue.
Okay.
So it started there at South Lincoln Avenue, yeah, right there, make the left going towards the liquor store. But the water that was on the sidewalks, because of how low they have the handicap accessible ramp, was unbelievable. And that's going to be a hazard. If we get these rains, I think that we should let them know, hey, this is... Next time it rains, you need to go out there and take some pictures.
So is the water, I guess, I'm sorry, my question is, where's the water coming from that's ending up on the sidewalk?
Okay, so it started on the side of town.
Yeah.
And it was on the north side of Washington Avenue. Mm-hmm. It flowed like a river, and where it came from, I don't know.
Okay. It was just flowing down Washington, west on Washington Avenue.
Yes, yeah, 10 to 12 feet from the curb. And it was flowing through the center of town, and then it went to hit the intersection here, and then when it hit the intersection down on North Lincoln, it was like you could have went swimming in it.
Yeah, that's and then on North Lincoln where the PNC Bank is at.
Yes.
Always gets very, very bad. Yeah.
But it was especially bad because now they have they've lowered the handicap accessible ramps.
Yeah.
And the water was flowing so fast that it was flowing up the ramp and going down the sidewalk.
Okay.
And when I got to the bridge, there was no water at the bridge. Figure that out.
Where the floating
pins?
So,
huh.
Yeah, that, we might need to point that out. And just so everybody's aware, too, they did start the paving project from Phillipsburg towards Washington. They are in, they are at the Broadway Motel headed west. They've done the westbound lane. And there's a lot of work to do there yet. But if you notice that they've been in town and marked things out here. So, are we going to be told before they come into town? Because they're doing that at night. And you remember we had a lot of people in here asking that some advance notice as to when the noise was going to start would be beneficial.
Well, we did send out a notice because they are doing night work on the corners mostly, and that's actually almost completed.
Right.
So the next phase is the paving, which honestly the paving is not as noisy as the sidewalks is jackhammering out old sidewalk. So that tends to be the noisier part of it. Whereas the milling and paving.
But I would still.
Oh sure, yeah, we'll definitely.
Let them know that hey, listen, between this time and this time on these dates, the miller.
Yeah, DOT won't proactively let us know, but I'll just keep that.
Okay. Thank you. Let's see here. Yes, this is the 4th of July. Everybody have a safe one. Everybody knows the parade is on Thursday. And then the fireworks Thursday night. Looking forward to seeing most of you there. I know you're going to be out of town. Lucky. You get everything. And just so everybody is aware, the new fire truck was received, and they are very pleased with the piece of equipment that they got. If you get a chance, check it out after the parade. It should be around for a long time. And, two other things, then I'll be done. I know I like to talk. But anyway, Ray Rice, is he still waiting on the state to check the footing? The compaction area for the footings.
He actually just dropped in today, and he told me that he switched site contractors, but they are going to be out there. They did whatever they needed to do, I guess the site contractor that he had. But they are going to be out there in a couple of weeks, starting slabs, footings.
Corner slabs?
Yep.
In a couple of weeks.
And this is on the mixed use property where the St. Cloud and the bank was, that's received approvals years ago now.
Okay. So. Right. So we're good on that. All right. But just so everybody is aware, today is July 2nd. What does that mean to everybody here? Probably nothing except that it's July 2nd. Just so everybody is aware, yesterday, July 1st, 2019, the state of New Jersey increased their minimum wage from whatever it was, $8.55 to $10 an hour. Were we prepared for that in the budget?
Yes.
Okay. Phil, Governor Murphy, did sign the budget on Sunday. Okay. Anything else? With that being said, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained.